With Ann Arbor Public Schools facing a projected budget shortfall of $17 to $20 million for next school year, the district has received concessions from three bargaining units. The deals include the Ann Arbor Education Association, representing the district's teachers, agreeing to a 3% salary reduction for next year. School Board President Deb Mexicott says once more, teachers are making sacrifices even though they're being vilified by lawmakers and others.
This group that struggles with their morale, struggles with how they're being perceived in terms of professionals and as educators, every time we go to them, they step up and say, you know what? We're here for the students, we're here for education, we're here for public access to the best education that we can offer, and we are willing to do whatever it takes to make sure that we can keep the Ann Arbor Public Schools strong.
Mexicott says the district's budget issues are the result of decisions in Lansing, but teachers and other staff members are helping to ease the problem. In a statement, AAEA President Linda Carter says 91% of teachers voting on the contract is further evidence that they care about the future of the Ann Arbor Public Schools community. The other contracts approved include the paraprofessionals taking 4 furlough days and the office staff taking 6 furlough days. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.